Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hello, this is Dick Huddleston. As old Lum says, due to circumstances over which things has got out of control, yesterday's first sponsored program from station VPR fizzled. You see, Lum and Abner tried to cram four sponsors into one show. The sponsors didn't like it and canceled. However, Moe's Moose has agreed to try again, and VPR is just about to launch a new program for the Pine Ridge Barber. I believe it's an educational program.
Well, now, Lum, are you sure Moe's Moose is going to like this program?
Well, of course he is. He said he wanted a high-class program to advertise his barbershop, didn't he?
Well, yeah.
Well, Granny's, we're giving it to him. I don't know where you'd get a higher-class program than Thank You for the Information.
Is that the name we finally settled on?
Yeah, Thank You for the Information.
Good.
Moe's okayed that.
Hooray.
Well, are the rest of you experts ready? We're about all set to go on the air here.
Yeah, we're all ready.
How about you, Ulysses?
Yeah, okay.
Well, good. Now, Cedric, get over there and start generating the generator there.
Well, Mr. Lum, you picked me out for one of the experts. I'm the last resort, I think you said. Sounds kind of important to me.
Yeah, that's right, Lum. We didn't have any other, and so you finally took Cedric. And Cedric got little Duty Bate to pump the generator.
Well, where's Duty? Oh, didn't see him sitting over
there. Yeah, there he is.
Well, get ready, Duty. Granny's, I hope he can do it.
Oh, Duty can do it. Get ready, Duty.
All right, get to your places. Put on that almanac, Grandpap.
Well, I was just doing some extra reading here, along as I'm one of the information experts tonight.
Now, I don't think the answers to these questions we got here is in the almanac, Grandpap.
Everything's in the almanac.
Yeah, better put that book over here where I can see it too, Grandpap.
No, you fellas can't look at no books while we're on the air. That's cheating.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness, it's time to start. My watch says straight up. Start the generator, Abner.
Yeah, get going, Duty. Where's our scripts, Lum?
Now, you fellas don't need no script for this program. I'm the only one that needs one.
Well, I don't see why you get to have a script.
Howdy, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, station VPR, the voice of Pine Ridge, broadcasting frequently, comes to you from the beautiful Main Studios in the Jot 'em Down store, overlooking Main Street in the heart of downtown Pine Ridge. And tonight, we bring you... Grannies, that didn't sound like no chicken, Abner.
Well, I ain't a chicken. I was just putting on.
I know you're supposed to sound like one, though.
Well, that was a rooster. That's
like
a rooster, folks.
Sounded like you had the roop. Tonight, we bring you Thank You for the Information. This program is brought to you by the Moe's Moots Barbershop, where you get that well-groomed look, spelled L-L-L-O-O-K.
That Lum can sure spell.
As you will soon see, this program is completely unrehearsed. Our experts for tonight are Mr. Cedric Weehunt, whose education goes as far back as the third grade, having spent 9 years insane.
13.
Yeah. Then there's Mr. Milford Avery Spears, associated with the local telegraph company in the delivery boy capacity, also well-known dog owner and almanac reader.
Heidi.
Mr. Abner Finley Peabody, junior partner of the Jot 'em Down store, of which Mr. Lum Edwards is senior partner.
Uh-oh.
Also vice president of station VPR, of which Mr. Lum Edwards is president. And local resident of Pine Ridge.
How do you do, you do.
And Mr. Ulysses S. Quincy, well-known local man.
Okay.
Our first question comes from Ms. Elsie Pomeroy of west of Pine Ridge. This is a literary question, so get your thinking caps on, gentlemen.
Yeah, okay.
Ms. Pomeroy wants you to name three books.
Uh-huh.
Get two out of three on this.
Well, would you mind repeating the question, Mr. Edwards?
Well, I'd love to. Name three books.
Three books, huh?
Yeah, regular reading books. Literary stories. Fiction.
Telephone book?
No. No, that ain't considered a storybook, I don't think.
I never finished it. I don't know how it came out.
Besides, you're supposed to raise your hand before you answer a question, Mr. Peabody.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes, Mr. Peabody?
Telephone book?
I told you I can't accept that answer.
Oh, I know that. I just wanted to get that hand-raising part right, Lum.
Well, come, gentlemen. Time's a-wasting. How about you, Ulysses?
Yeah, okay.
Can't you think of the name of some book? You've read a book, ain't you? Well, Grandpap, you've surely read a book.
Yeah, sure.
Well, what was the name of it?
The 1929 Almanac.
Atta boy, Grandpap. Hooray
well,
for
that's
you.
That's fine, Mr. Spears. Good answer. Now, we just have to get one more literary book. Mr. Weehunt.
Well?
I ain't saw your hand raised on this question yet. Can't you think of the name of some book, Mr. Weehunt?
Boss. Papa tried to read me a book one time when I was sick in bed.
Well, what was the name of it?
Well, Papa couldn't read it very good, so he gave it up. It was interesting, though.
Well, can't you recollect the name of it?
Mama can, I bound you. She final read it to me.
Well, call up your mama and ask her, Cedric.
No, we can't do that. Abner, you ought to be able to think of a book.
Well, I'm working on it.
How about Swiss Family Rob... Get it?
Oh, which family got robbed?
No, well, I'm sorry, gentlemen. I'm afraid you missed that question. So that sends 10 cents in cash money and a free haircut and shave to Ms. Pomeroy. Congratulations, Ms. Pomeroy. And now our next question comes from Ms. Pomeroy, too.
Doggies, is she the only one that's wrote it?
I believe I got it, Mr. Lum. The name of that book, it was Old Mother West Wind and the Flying Pig.
Well, we're past that question, Mr. Weehunt.
Too late, Mr. Weehunt.
There was this little pig, and he, well, Old Mother West Wind, she, so they, well, that ain't the whole story, but that's the main part.
Oh, that sounds good, Sid.
Well, we ain't got time to go into that now. Our next question comes from Ms. Elsie Pomeroy. This is a music question, looks like. You're to think of the names of three songs which has the name of some kind of vegetables in it. Like, for instance, My Heart Beats for You. See, beets is vegetable.
Oh, yeah, I get it, sure.
Yeah, nothing to that.
No.
I get 2 out of 3 on this one again. All right, do I see any hands raised on this question? Mr. Peabody?
My Heart Beats for You. Beets.
Well, you can't use that, Abner. That's just the example I give you. You got to think up something different.
So, these questions are getting harder all the time.
Ulysses, I see you got your hand up.
Mother West Wind and the Flying Pig.
No, that's a book.
Okay.
Grandpap?
I ain't got my hand up, just scratching my head. Only song I can think of is Dardanella and Jada, but I don't recollect ever eating none of them.
Mr. Lum, the Parade of the Wooden Soldiers is a dandy. I just love that tune.
Yeah, that ain't got no vittles in it, though. Vegetable.
It's awful good for parades, though.
Wish I could think of a song with collards in it. I love them things. Collards is vegetables. Oh, let me collard you, sweetheart. Carried me back to Old Virginia.
All right, Cedric, you don't have to sing them. Ulysses, I see you got your hand up there.
Yeah, I think that's the Parade of the Wooden Soldiers.
Yeah, we already discussed that.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I'm afraid you fellas just barely missed that question. Didn't do quite as good as you done on the first one, even. So that sends another 10 cents in cash and another free shave and haircut at Moe's Moose's Barbershop to Ms. Elsie Pomeroy. Congratulations, Ms. Pomeroy.
Two more programs, she's going to be bald.
And our next question for our experts to tackle comes from... Dad, blame it, Abner. I thought I told you to disunconnect that phone while we're broadcasting.
I forgot it. I'm sorry for them.
Hello, jot 'em down, store and radio station.
She could use that
shit. Oh, yeah, Moe's. Well, Grannies, it ain't my fault the experts keep missing the questions. Well, that's just 2 shaves and 2 haircuts so far. Well, all right, Mose, we'll watch it. Yeah.
What's the matter with the old fuss budget?
Shh, he can hear us, Abner.
Uh-oh, take it back.
Let's see, our next question, and I think we better get this, gentlemen. Our next question comes from Mr. Earl Pomeroy of Westertown. Abner, watch what you're doing now. We ain't even asked the question yet.
Oh, excuse me. I never meant to do that, Lum. I just hit that cash register by accident, sir.
Well, after this, be careful.
I just leaned down.
Wait a minute, that's the dadgum phone again.
Oh.
Hello. Oh, yeah, Mose. No, Abner just hit it by accident. No, we ain't paid out no more of your money. Well, I'm sure the experts will get this question. Yeah, goodbye. All right, let's see. Where was we at? Oh, yeah. All right, gentlemen, try this question from Mr. Earl Pomeroy. Says here, get 2 out of 3 on this. Name 3 grand operas beginning with the letter B.
three operas beginning with B.
No, he'll never get that. Better make that one out of three, gentlemen.
Yeah, Old Mother West Wind.
No, Ulysses, that's a book.
Yeah, okay.
Think you ought to give us a different question, Long.
Well, I think I've got to answer that, Mr. Long.
Cedric, what do you know about Grand Opry?
Well, the teacher was telling us the stories of Grand Operas in the story period this morning, and I just happened to overhear while she was talking, and I think I
Look, do you recollect the name of one, Cedric?
Well, I think so. I don't know if it begins with a B or not, though. I believe she said it was the Barber of Seville.
Huh?
Why, Grannies, that's right. That's one of them wrote down here. The
it
Barber
is.
Of Seville.
Well, good for Cedric. Hooray, Cedric.
Well, where Seville's at, though, it's in some foreign country, I think. Maine, I believe she said.
Well, that don't make no difference, does it, Long? Or Mr. Eddard?
Well, that's just one out of three, so we got that one.
Yeah.
The next question. Was that our ring?
Uh-oh, I believe it was. I never paid no attention.
Hello. Oh, yeah, Mose. How'd you like that? Well, now, wait, Mose. You don't understand. But that's just the name of... Well, now, you can't do that, Mose. Yeah, but Mose... All right, goodbye. Well, I'll be dad blamed.
What's the matter now?
Mose just canceled the program again.
Cancel? What for?
Cause Cedric said the Barber of Seville.
Huh?
Mose says he ain't going to put out the money for this program and then have us stand up here and mention a rival barber. There's the nearest headedest one.